Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Get ready for winter driving at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers with super deals on tires, including up to $200 on new Goodyear tires, plus oil changes, brakes, batteries, and more. For value and savings, click on GoToDobbs.com today.
Alongside Alex Ferrario and Tanner Hendrickson, I'm Brandon Kiley. We are broadcasting live from the E&B Granite Studios out at the Centene Community Ice Center, coming off of last night's game where the Blues lose a disappointing one in Minnesota, but they do split the series up in Minnesota 1-1. They come back stealing home ice advantage, and we're breaking it all down now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line with TNT hockey analyst, former NHL head coach. He's Rick Tocchet joining us here on the show. Rick, we appreciate the time as always. How you doing this morning?
Real good. We're doing get back in action here with TNT. We got four games we're going to cover, so I'm excited. I've been watching playoffs, but now I'm going to watch it on the air with the boys.
I'm excited to get you guys back on the air too, because man, it has been such a fun season watching you guys on the desk. And Rick, before we talk hockey with you, I just got to ask. I watched last night and I saw you hand the Stanley Cup off to Shaquille O'Neal. I'm just curious, did it look like a shot glass in his hands, like it look it looked to me on television?
Well, my locker's beside his, and he's got about four pairs of dress shoes, and they come with oars, man. Those things are he's got the biggest feet I've ever seen. He's just a massive guy. I would have loved to see him stand. I tried to get him to stand up and lift it over his shoulders, but he was just sat down. But it was pretty cool. Those guys are the best in the business. It's fun to rub elbows with these guys game in and game out. It's fun.
TNT's hockey coverage so far this year has been excellent, and we're looking forward to having that for the Blues Wild Series over the next couple of games. Hey, Rick, I just wanted to ask you, kind of open-ended, how has this Blues versus Wild Series gone compared to what you expected going in?
Yeah, I mean, I knew a couple of the strengths and weaknesses of both teams. You know, I knew, you know, what Craig Berube was going to try to do, taking the neutral zone away, especially the game one. Was obviously, they did a great job against Kaprizov. This last night's game was hard to analyze. I don't think the score was indicative of you know, watching the game. I don't think it was a 6-2 game. Guys played hard. The one thing I got concerned, I'm sure Craig Berube and his staff, is that he's banged up. The hardest thing in playoff, NHL playoff hockey, is when you're thin at defense and you're banged up. That's really the strength of most teams that go far. So if they can somehow hold the fort here, until some guys get back, hopefully Letty gets back here sooner than later. I know they're bringing up Santini. They got to get him some minutes. You know, I know Rhino, who's one of the top assistant coaches in the league, is going to have to divvy up that ice time, because, you know, Minnesota's a four-line team that come at you. So you're going to need to make sure you get some minutes out of that 5-6 defense pair.
How do you coach against that, Rick? Like, I mean, I remember back in 2019 when the Blues were playing against the San Jose Sharks, and I mean, they were hitting everything that moved. And by game six against San Jose, I mean, they couldn't even put an entire roster out there. And this is starting to feel a little bit like that. So if you're Craig Berube, like, what are you telling your guys going into this next game?
Well, you know, Craig's going to have some matchup. He's got some things up his sleeve matchup-wise. It's going to help. And like I said, you're always trying to get your best players in the right possible situations, but also using that bench. Maybe using Santini against get him out there against that bigger line. Foligno line, Eck and Greenway. You know, they're a big line. You don't want to get in a cycle game with those guys. That's where they're. So, can you move the puck quick? Anytime you get the puck before those guys can get on a forecheck, and I think game one, I thought the Blues were really good at getting the puck out of their end before those guys could get the heavy forecheck. I saw that, you know, and there were some reasons last night was a little bit slower, but if they can somehow get some minutes from those guys so the top guys aren't getting overplayed. But this series is going to be a long series. I think everybody thought that. And, really goaltending is a key also. But the one thing I was telling the guys last night, I was watching the game, if St. Louis can get out of the first period 0-0, all of a sudden, all the things creep in Minnesota's head, we can't score. But getting that quick goal really loosened that Minnesota team up. You could see the stress level just get kind of ooze out of them when they scored that goal, like the first shift there.
That was just bad luck, too, with Bortuzzo and the stick and everything.
Yeah.
There's just nothing you could do on that one. We're talking to Rick Tockett, TNT's NHL analyst, joining us here on BK and Ferrario. Rick, you mentioned those matchups, and once the Blues are able to get back on home ice and they've got that last change, what are some of the matchups that you think Craig Berube is going to be looking to exploit?
You know, I think, you know, for me, the big line is somewhere where, you know, who do you want to play against that big line? The physical line, you know, the Foligno line. I think it's a key. You know, maybe you have Barbashev. You know, you put a line together with him. Maybe you switch Perron and Kyrou. Like, you switch them. I don't think Craig Berube's scared to switch a player here and there after last night's loss. I could see maybe Perron going down to that line and maybe playing against with Shen against the Foligno line, and then maybe you have O'Reilly against Kiprusoff. I think those are the sort of things, and hopefully you get the right defensive pair against those guys. So Craig Berube, that's one thing I've really liked. He's not afraid to make changes, and he's really good at adjusting. That whole staff is an all-star staff to me, and they're going to make some adjustments from after last night for sure.
One adjustment, Rick, that I'm just curious from a head coach's perspective, with a Nico Mikkola who had four playoff games in the NHL experience coming into this series, he played game one really well, but he was on that third pairing, and then he gets pushed into that top pairing role. Do you have conversations with a young guy like that, or do you just let him learn as he goes?
Yeah, no, you have to have the conversation because as a 5'6", you're right. I thought he played a very intelligent game one. When you get pushed up, sometimes you try to get out of you try to do more. All of a sudden, oh man, I'm in the top four now. I'm going to be in these situations. All of a sudden, maybe you overhandle the puck. You start looking for more than the simple thing. So my conversation with him, hey, listen, I don't care if you're bumped up to the number two role. You got to be the same guy. And that is a guy that's going to get the puck up. As soon as he has the puck, he should be giving the puck to the first guy he sees. Box out, play physical, but don't overhandle the puck, and don't put yourself in situations where you're going to get jammed up on a forecheck. So, to me, it's just trying to stay who you are. Whether you're the sixth defenseman or the fourth defenseman on the injuries, you just got to simplify your game.
When you see something like the Blues taking 15 penalties in the first two games of this series, Rick, and we know this is not a team that has been undisciplined in the past, is that something where you think they're calling the game in a way that the Blues weren't prepared for? Or what do you see when you see 15 penalties for the Blues in the first two games?
Well, Don Kuharski's here, and we had dinner the other night, and the NHL is going to call the NHL regular season standard. I think they've actually called it a little bit more than that. So they've really dictated, this is what we're going to call. And the NHL refs right now, they don't care if they give one team seven power plays. That was taboo back in the day. No, you can't give teams, I don't care how rough a game is. That's what they're going to do. So as a team, you got to play discipline. I don't care. Look at Simmons last night. He took a couple of bad penalties. Tampa Bay, a couple power play goals. They win the game. You can't take those penalties. You can't take the after-whistle penalties, the cross-checks. You know, you're going off the ice. I've been seeing that lately. A couple, guys are going off the ice. They're getting tangled up with a guy, and the guy's getting a penalty. He's getting a shot in. They're going to call that. They might not have called that 3-4 years ago. They're going to call that. So as an intelligent team, you got to adapt to the refs and say, hey, man, they're going to call this, then we got to do this. And that's stay out of the box.
Rick, the one thing that people were talking about after last night's game was the six goals that were scored on Ville Husso, although there was one empty net there. You mentioned how it's just a tough game to judge. If you're Craig Berube, do you have any inklings of decisions of going to Jordan Binnington in game three, or do you go right back to Ville Husso without any questions?
Well, personally, I would go right back to Husso. It's going to happen. Your starting goalie is going to have some tough games in a playoff run. There's nothing better than the goalie getting back in there. You still have Binnington in case something falls the next game. Binnington's a pro. He's been there before, so that's a luxury St. Louis has. But, no, Husso's got to go right back in. I mean, listen, I know it's a different case, but look at Vasilevskiy. He loses 6-0. he comes back and plays unreal. But he's 23-0 after a loss. I mean, those are pretty high loss. I'm not trying for Russo to chase this guy. But, no, I think as a goalie, you get him right back in there. And hopefully, you know, the first 10 minutes, you know, you let him see the puck. You don't let Minnesota have an easy chance early on. So, you know, Billy gets his feet under him again.
Rick, what's something else? We're talking to Rick Tocchet for just another minute here on 101 ESPN. What's something else you're going to be looking for in game number 3 on Friday night? Is there anything as a former coach that you're like, man, I'm really curious to see how this plays out in game 3?
Yeah, the young guys. You know, Kyrou. Like, this game 3, I think he's the X factor. He's coming at home. Craig Ruby can get him in some really favorable matchups sometimes. He's a guy that I think that has to come up big with the Blues. You know, obviously, you know, the old guards. I mean, Perron, you know, you're going to get a consistent, O'Reilly, you know, you're going to get a consistent game. But can Kyrou give you that all-star performance that he did throughout the regular season on when the Blues need him? I think he's the X factor. I'd like to see him out in some situations where you put Minnesota at the weakness part and get him out there.
It's interesting. He's Rick Tocchet, former NHL head coach, now an analyst over on TNT. They do such a great job breaking these games down pre, post, and intermission. Rick, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for spending it with us today. We'll talk with you again soon.
Okay, great talking to you guys.